Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Teresa.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls love wine. And we're back on a Tuesday after taking last week off. That happens. Yeah. Life happens.
Need to.
Yes.
Sometimes.
And we have T-Squared back in the house.
Hey.
You sound so excited.
Sup, yo.
Welcome back. So, we've been doing this Woman Crush of the Week, and I'm so proud of you because you are prepared. You have some crushes to share. I want to share mine first, because that's how it goes.
Yeah, as well it should.
Yes. And I actually did the research for this show prior to the VMAs, but did you watch the VMAs? Video Music Awards on MTV?
I actually didn't, but I recorded them, so I haven't watched them yet. So I'm going to go watch them because the Emmys were on too.
Well, the VMAs were on Sunday and the Emmys were on Monday.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff being thrown at us.
Yeah, I was just kind of a little busy. So,
No worries.
So watching the award shows, you know, because I'm all into the dresses and stuff. I know, I'm such a girl.
I know. I am the same way. And Steve's like, why are we watching the VMAs? We don't even listen to this music. And I'm like, well, I listen to Katy Perry sometimes.
Yeah.
But most of it I'm clueless to. But I want to keep my finger on the pulse and kind of understand what's going on with the younger people.
Right.
Does that sound really old of me? Probably.
No, really. I have a few years on you, no. My dear.
But anyway, Beyonce closed out the show. 16 songs, I think. Maybe it was 16 minutes, 11 songs. I don't know. But it was a music montage. It was amazing. So if you fast forward through a bunch of stuff, don't fast forward through that.
I did hear her set was excellent. So
amazing. And I posted just a picture I saw, because as part of her performance, it says, "Hello, MTV. Welcome to my world." That's what she said. And I posted a picture with that caption. And some people really were not loving her. I couldn't imagine. I am not a huge fan of that style of music, but I still have a huge appreciation for Beyonce.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because she doesn't do all her writing. I think that's part of the problem, because people spend a lot of money backing her and a lot of co-producing and that sort of thing. However, it still takes a front man to make it happen. And, you know,
she is an amazingly strong woman.
I mean, and if you sit there and you look at people like, say Whitney Houston, for example, she, you know, a lot of people slammed her often, but, you know, her most famous song that made her famous was written and originally sung by Dolly Parton.
Right.
So I think people just don't think about the front man. You know,
the talent. You can write songs all day, but if you don't have the voice to perform them,
exactly. And Whitney actually had the voice to you know, make that song even bigger than it was in the country music scene. So, and I think Beyonce has got that.
She has an amazing, amazing voice. So, if you couldn't tell, my woman crush of the week is Beyonce. And she was just amazing on that show. She's known as starting her career with Destiny's Child and then exploded into her ginormous solo career. Most recently, she's known for dropping an entire visual album on an unsuspecting public. Do you remember that? Like, we woke up one day and all of a sudden, Beyonce has a new album today. No, promos before, no, like, marketing where you saw her face every day for a whole month before the actual album came out. It was just there.
I actually thought it was genius.
Yeah. And just fierce, and it seems like she is unstoppable. And of course, because she is so out there and in your face, people are hating. Like, constantly, her and Jay-Z are getting a divorce. You know, she's dropping off the face of the music world because of Jay-Z. But they showed at the VMAs that they're very united. You'll have to see that when you watch the VMAs.
I will watch. I will. I promise. I will watch it. I will.
And the best quote that I've found from her is, "I truly believe that women should be financially independent from their men. And let's face it, money gives men the power to run the show. It gives men the power to define value. They define what's sexy and men define what's feminine. It's ridiculous."
Absolutely. And that's such a strong statement. And it's so true. I mean, we as women really need to make sure, I mean, we take care of ourselves. You know, we take care of our families. We take care of, you know, everything else. We can't be defined by money, monetarily. Right. We need to be defined about how, you know, independent we can be. We don't have to have
our intelligence.
Yeah.
Our strength.
We don't have to have a man to create that within ourselves. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm right there with you.
And you brought two women.
I did.
That you are just, they're fierce and you want to share with the world. And I'm excited. Who are they?
Okay, so the first one is Sofia Vergara. You know, I can't say it.
The first time you told me, you said it perfectly. and I still was like, who? Oh, Modern Family.
Yes. She's, you know what I love about her? She's hysterical.
Yes.
And she's my age. And mm-hmm. she looks just stunning, drop-dead gorgeous. She's highly intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And she just has the best personality. You know, you just on any interview you watch her.
She's always smiling and just upbeat.
And I think
she is funny.
And I think she's truly a happy person. That's what I admire the most about her. I think
she doesn't seem fake.
No, she really doesn't. She's just adorable and... And I would kill to have those curves. She's everywhere.
She is everywhere. It's because she's so sexy. Like, she represents some makeup line. CoverGirl? Is it CoverGirl?
Yeah, it is CoverGirl.
A line within CoverGirl. And she's just everywhere. I think I've seen a couple movies the last few months with her in it.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's definitely fierce.
I just love her.
And who's your second one?
Okay, my second one is Maria Brink. She's the lead singer of In This Moment.
Which I haven't a clue who they are, but I promise to check them out.
Right. They'll be a little shocking to you.
I'm ready. Heavy metal.
Yes. Yes, definitely. okay, so I go figure, right? Metal princess, here we are. So there's a reason for that. Anytime that I get down or I'm not feeling myself or feeling the strength that we just discussed that Beyonce mentioned, I like to listen to her. And a lot of people think her music is negative, sexual. Well, it's very sexual. Anyway, but the point of it is that it's about the strength, about overcoming certain situations and actually having the strength behind it to grow. And the other thing is, she's also everybody thinks that heavy metal has there's a certain look or stigma to the way you're supposed to look or behave or and whatever.
What is that stigma?
Well, everybody thinks you wear black and you know, you're pierced all over. Of course, I happen to be wearing all black and I have my piercings
and
in
and everything. <on.
laughs> But if you look at her, she's also a very curvy, absolutely not gorgeous,
gaunt looking skeleton.
Yeah, not this gothic, you know, scary, whatever
she's
woman.
Beautiful.
She's stunning in person. Absolutely stunning in person. And her outlook on things is, her words may sound really harsh, but she actually is, they're about empowerment and strength.
So do you know her or have you met her?
I met her for a second once. Uh-huh. And it was just for a minute, but she was getting ready to go on stage. So no conversation at that point, but I'd like to one day.
Sit down and chat.
Oh, yeah. Love to. Absolutely love to.
And it's the band In This Moment. And what's her name again?
Maria Brink.
Maria Brink. That's an easy name to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for being prepared. Thank you. What do you think of the Woman Crush of the Week?
As part of the show.
Yeah, as part of the podcast.
Oh, no. I think it's awesome.
Okay.
I think it's awesome. I think it's something that should stay.
Okay. Sure. Good. Because it's my first feature that I've kept consistently in podcasts. Like, I've always tried to do, like, App of the Week. Do you know how many apps I go, like, it's like one every 6 months. I'm like, oh, I really like this.
And we just talked about a new one.
Right. Right. That's the Waze app. If you need help navigating, I love the Waze app.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, I want to stay along the lines of music. And I don't, you know, this is my, I love Britney. I love Britney. I've loved Britney since 1999. Hit me, baby, one more time. I remember the first time I saw that video. I've always loved Britney, no matter how crazy she's gotten or how ridiculous she is. And I saw, yet again, there was another report about her lip singing. Again, she doesn't write her own music.
No.
She doesn't sing her own music half the time. But I've always loved her dancing. And I think she's a great, like, performer. She sings in the studio. She might not sing on stage. But I think they should just drop the whole lip-syncing thing when it comes to Britney. She's no Beyonce. Do you remember when Beyonce was called out for lip-syncing? I think it was, like, God Bless America or something.
Oh,
and there was some
was
circumstances where she couldn't sing live. And so when she addressed the press, she just belted it out right there.
Right.
And was like, here, this is me. I can sing. Stop it.
Well, I mean, I think when you're doing a show, especially as
dancing,
especially as lively as hers is, I don't know how you could possibly do it live.
And that's
honestly
what they have said.
And a little bit of info for you, which is kind of funny, going back to metal and hard rock. Kiss did a live quote-unquote album, and they actually had to go into the studio and redo some of the live portions of it because, you know, they had missed notes and things like that. They were slammed for that.
That's ridiculous.
This was back many years ago, and they were slammed for the same thing, kind of.
People are so just rude and mean. And it says here, she sings on every song, basically, when she has the ability to sing.
Yeah.
And I'm being on that stage and like Pink, I wonder what her, like if she sings every single note of every song. I've heard her shows are just amazing. She has like, you know, Cirque and
she's a gymnast herself.
Yes.
And I don't know how you could possibly do it, honestly, without being completely winded.
So I wish people would just stop.
Right. Just enjoy.
If you are going to pay for that and support that, do it. If not, stop bitching.
Enjoy the
Isn't
show.
Isn't that horrible?
No, I don't think so at all. I think you should go and enjoy the show, period. That simple.
I like the way you think.
So, well, thank you.
So, what's up with you? It's been, it feels like forever.
I know. Well, it has been.
Like
actually.
Over a month.
Yeah.
Since you were on the show. But you're busy. What's going on?
Oh my gosh. Well, work, we're just now starting to get busy out of a slow season,
Because right before school slows down, summer,
people travel, everything else. And then I was asked to become a medical injectionist. So
that sounds fun.
Back in training one more time.
What are you injecting people with?
Neurotoxins and fillers and things to make you look like Sophia Vergara.
When you watch the VMAs, I need you to look at Chelsea Handler. I think she had too many fillers.
Oh, she.
I was like, Steve, I think she's had too many fillers. She looks a little too plump.
Is it? And I bet her forehead was so shiny. It was pulled straight. Yeah. So that kind of stuff is crazy. But, you know, some people want it. And it's like,
right.
You know, there is I think, an ethical limit.
I agree. What are these doctors thinking?
Yeah, there's definitely an ethical limit. And then another thing that I've been doing is I have been teaching. I was asked to be a skin pin. It's a trainer for the company. It's like a dermapen.
Acupuncture?
Nope, it's an ablative service that I, you know.
What's ablated? I don't know what these words are. She's using terms I don't understand.
I basically make your face bleed to make it pretty.
Okay.
Is
it with the lasers again?
Nope, this one's completely different. It's a bunch of needles, kind of like a tattoo needle, but with 12 needles.
Ouch.
And they vibrate into the skin, and when I put it on the skin and I infuse your skin with hyaluronic acid, things that make your skin pretty and keep it young and create cellular turnover. So you have pretty skin, basically, is what I do. So I taught my first class. It was absolutely hysterical because the girls over there, it's a place called It's a Girl Thing where they do eyelashes and things like that.
Okay.
And they're awesome.
Where are they at?
They're off of Hamden and Yosemite.
Okay.
And they're great girls. They're so much fun. They're so non-PC like me.
I love that.
And the rep from the skin pin is absolutely non-PC and not to mention extremely good looking. So,
and is it a man?
Yeah, that's a man. He's
okay.
He's a real man, and he's straight.
Oh heavens!
And he's beautiful. So he was fun to have around.
I bet,
you know, to look at
some eye candy.
Talk to.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We love Brett.
That's funny. Hi, Brett. I want to learn about skin pinning all of a sudden.
Oh, you would definitely want to learn about skin
pinning.
Sorry, Steve. It's okay, Steve. We can just look. It's okay.
Right. And so you taught your first class. Do you have more classes coming up?
I do.
Do you like this? Like,
Is
it nerve-wracking?
No, I love it. I love it.
Getting up in front of people?
I don't know. No, that's actually one fear I don't have. But
you're lucky.
But if I have to sing in front of a bunch of people, oh, forget it.
Oh, I can't sing. Can you sing?
Well, I grew
in
up
in the shower.
I think I sing awesome. I, you know, my my girlfriends and I are the best Queensryche backup singers ever.
Okay,
they just don't know it yet. So, yeah, I'm a great backup singer.
I'm not. I can't mm-hmm. sing. I learned early on. My first karaoke session, I was like, "Oh, I can't do this."
I know. I could see. I couldn't do karaoke. I would probably die.
Yeah,
I probably, you know, have to be all kinds of
smashed.
Yeah,
a lot of wine.
Whatever, at least a couple bottles in.
I get so nervous getting in front of people. Every once in a while, since I'm in recruiting, I have to do new hire orientations, and they freak me out just getting up in front of people, even though I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
I just feel like I'm an idiot, and they're just judging me constantly.
Oh, probably not.
And I have horrible, like, I always have, like, wardrobe issues. Like, I have, like, fuzz on me or my hair is, like, sticking up. There's always something. I fall constantly. Actually, Steve and I were at an 18-year-old's birthday party on Saturday. So, no alcohol involved. It was for my work friend's son. And I was walking down their stairs and I just boofed it. Just poof. Bounce down the stairs. That's me constantly. I'm constantly falling, running into things.
I actually did that in a bar one time, but it was pretty bad because my shoe got caught. I actually wasn't drunk for once, people. I actually wasn't drunk for once. Just making sure that they knew that.
Your friends. So, yeah. Confirmation.
Yeah. They're going to be going, bullshit. Right. So my shoe got caught on one of those little edge things that they put on the edge of stairs.
Okay, yes.
Like industrial stairs, yeah. A little lip thing. My shoe got caught on it. I tumbled head first down some stairs, and I actually have scars on my shins from how hard I hit. It was bad.
I'm glad I'm not the only faller in the world. No. I fell on a treadmill. You can't see it much anymore.
Oh, my girlfriend Laura did that last week.
A month and a half ago. Did she get burned?
I don't know if she got burned. I'll have to ask her. Holy cow, you did get burned.
Yeah, ridiculous. I'm constantly falling. So, lesson learned, wear the safety strap that shuts the thing off if you fall.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I am a recruiter by day right now, mm-hmm. And I found this really good article that was brief and had some really good points when it came to job interviews. When was your last job interview? It sounds like it's like you've kind of been doing your own thing for a while.
Yeah. It's been a while.
You're
it's been a while. I mean, because where I work now, it was just, it's all sort of kind of fell into place because you do what you do. Yeah.
Right.
Pretty much. I got years, literally, to have an interview. Yeah. Years.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, that's something, like we were talking about, the fear of singing, the fear of speaking. The interviews can be freaking stressful.
Oh, yeah.
Even as a recruiter, I do phone interviews constantly every day. But I remember when I was changing jobs, I hated it. Like the anxiety I had before the interview, even after the interview, like I would walk out to my car and just be like, my deodorant failed me. This is horrible. So these are four tips that you should not bring up in an interview. Okay. What does the company do? Do you know how ridiculous that is? You gotta do your research.
Well, it's like, why would you interview with somebody if you don't know what the company does?
Right. And I spoke with someone the other day, and they're like, well, I've been applying for a lot of jobs. The funny thing is I set up the phone interview in advance, sending them emails saying, okay, I'm going to call you at this time. They had their time. They knew that I was calling them from this company. They didn't take the time. It's ridiculous. Did I pass their information on to the hiring manager? No.
Oh, well, of course not.
No.
No. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of idiots out there, too.
Right.
I think sometimes people don't really want the job, don't really want to work.
That is true. Yeah.
I think you see a lot of laziness out there.
Especially back a couple years ago when they extended unemployment to last, like, 15 years, it felt like.
Yeah.
I would offer people jobs and they're like, oh, well, I'm making more on unemployment, so I'm going to have to pass.
Well, you know what?
Super.
I quit referring people to jobs because I had so many people go, actually get hired by the company and then like tank so bad that I just wanted to bury my head in the sand.
No, I'm the same way. It takes a lot for me to refer you to a job, especially with my company, because you're representing me.
Yeah.
And it's, people fail. People fail me daily. The next one is a popular question, I think, probably here in Colorado and the state of Washington. What's your drug testing policy? I ask everyone if they can pass a background and drug screen, you know, and there have been a couple honest people. No, I can't pass a drug screen. You know, that's fine. Don't bring it up in the interview if they're not bringing it up first, because it's just red flag.
Yeah.
How far do you go back at a background check? I don't know. When did you kill someone?
Right. What exactly is a misdemeanor or a felony? Can you describe that to me?
Right.
Oh, wait. That was my own. Never mind. Sorry.
Sorry. Moving on. This next question, I didn't
quite... They never found the body.
Oh, God. Help. We're recording, Teresa. We're recording.
Oh,
this
okay.
is evidence.
Okay, people, if you guys in the Everglades, thank you. Just saying.
The alligators.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. This next one I didn't really agree with because it says, how long until I have your job? I think that shows some ambition.
Yes and no.
It depends on who you're talking to and what position you're interviewing for. But if I was interviewing someone for like a recruiting coordinator and they asked me that, I would be like, yeah, great question. I started as a recruiting coordinator. But if I'm interviewing someone for an installation technician to install DirecTV, that would be an off the line question. Be like, huh? Are you going to school for HR? What?
Well, I think some people just, I think that, you know, years ago, they used to teach you to say, well, in 5 years, I want to be in your position.
Really?
They actually used to school us in sales techniques to do that. I actually went to school to be an insurance agent at one point in time.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say when, how, or who, because... What I wouldn't have anything very nice to say.
That was a lifetime ago.
You'd probably actually bleep what I'd say for once. But anyway, so that was one of the things that they suggested is that whenever you were interviewing for another position within the company, you say, well, within X amount of time, I see myself in your position, which I think is kind of not cool.
No.
Under those circumstances, because...
Right.
That person may have fought hard to get where they are.
And it may have taken them years and years.
Yeah.
I talk to people and they're like, oh, I want to be a CEO in the next 5 years. Really? Okay. I'm talking to you about an entry-level position. How are you going to get to CEO in 5 years?
That's whenever you go, oh, good for you.
Can you pass the drug screen?
Okay, how cute you are. Lay off the meth.
Yeah. And then don't ask about overtime. Some companies, they frown upon that. Or it could be taken the fact if you're asking, you're not open to it. So then you don't want to put in the extra time. So it could be taken either way.
Right.
So is that a boring topic?
No, well, no, it's not. I had a lot to say, but it was going to be all really bad.
Why?
So I'll skip that. No, I was just like old jobs I was wanting to bash and things that I shouldn't say out loud.
Do you hire people in your current role?
I do not.
Okay.
I don't.
That's probably
gladly,
good.
Gladly. Gladly. Yeah. That, yeah.
I didn't know if you had some say, like when the receptionist was hired. Or...
I actually do have no. Honestly, I actually do have some say because
good.
it has to be somebody who is going to
work well
with us. Yeah, and somebody who can put up with our office because you can't get hurt easily in our office. As far as
you can't fall all the time.
No,
you can't fall on those injectables.
Actually, yeah, I'd rather not fall on a needle. No. However, if you do fall there, we're all medically trained.
Oh, so that's true.
Yeah, it's a good thing if you fall in our office.
I can't get hired at the office now because I just admitted to being accident prone.
Yeah. No, but we're also a really funny group of people. So I mean, like if I For instance,
uh-huh.
Another girl I work with, I'm tweezer happy. So she actually had a hair. People, sometimes we do get a random hair that grows out of our neck. Don't ask why.
Right.
But it happens. She'll be talking to me and I'll just reach up and just pull one out.
Ouch!
And she's like, what are you doing?
Oh my goodness.
So I'm really bad about that stuff. But
that could be abuse.
I was keeping her beautiful. I know, that's why I wanted my name, the name on my door, to be the dungeon. But they just weren't having it. I tried.
Did they put T squared?
No, I didn't even do that. They called it the Venus room.
Oh, that's
okay.
Feminine.
Yeah. I'm thinking, where do we get Venus out of this?
We have razors that are called Venus. Men are from Mars. Women are from Venus.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sure there's other things.
But I work on men in that room, too. So.
Right.
So.
Do you have a lot of men clients? Percentage-wise, women to men.
Percentage-wise, no.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's steadily growing.
Of course. There's a lot of metros in this world.
Yeah, well, not even necessarily metro. I mean, ones that your average guy will come in.
They're not going to tell anyone about it, though.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No. They don't want to discuss manscaping, so we'll just leave that alone.
No. Yeah. And I don't want to think about it.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Let's not make my job the topic of this, because I think your job is
totally interesting. Like, I am, yeah, I just talked about my job, and everyone probably went to sleep. Wake up.
Oh, Teresa's going to
talk about
not.
Injecting people.
No, it's just some of the things that we've seen over the years. Mm-hmm. Some of it's, you know, pretty disgusting.
I can only imagine. I feel bad for anyone in the medical field. Your doctors, your line of work. Anyone, because you're having to deal with humans. Humans are not always the most cleanly creatures.
No. And it's like, I wish some people would think about the fact that they're going to have a service done and they should probably, you know,
bathe,
have a little bit of hygiene going on.
I don't even want to know. Like, my mind is going to the worst possible thing, and I'm probably
absolutely correct. Thanks. Actually, yeah, you are. I know it. I guarantee it.
Oh, heaven.
Yeah. Not pretty. Not pretty.
Let's veer off into the world of candy.
Nice.
Candy? Okay. Ring Pops?
I'm not a big candy fan, so, but.
I don't understand.
I know. I'm one of those. But give me a vat of fries and I'll eat the whole
thing. Okay.
Yeah, I'm one of
Sugar
those.
Is supposed to be really, really bad for you. Like, bad. Your brain gets addicted to it like crack almost.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people.
Well, I still do. I still love having dark chocolate, of course, with my wine.
But, well, that's good. You know. I can't handle dark chocolate. I think it's too bitter. The healthy chocolate, I can't handle.
I like the dark chocolate with the sea salt on it. Oh, gosh. That's just.
I've heard there's a lot of people that
I
love
just
that.
Kinda drooled.
Salty sweet.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Yes. I think I'm going to have to pick that up on the way home. Go figure.
So Ring Pops, I just want to pick a couple of these random facts. I found it to be interesting. I think that Ring Pops are really pushing to be popular again. In fact, I was working at the Grizzly Rose this weekend filling in, and I almost stepped on an empty Ring Pop wrapper. And I was like, oh, that's odd, because I had already read this article. I was like, that's crazy. I haven't seen a Ring Pop in, I want to say, 5 years.
The only reason why I know that they're getting popular again is because I have kids.
Oh, okay.
And not that my daughter would ever do anything with one, but I know that people at her school wear them and suck on them.
Is it supposed to be sexual?
You know, I kind of wonder, but I don't know if they're...
Or there's drug associations?
No, drug associations, very much so. I'm pretty much... Yeah, I saw one of your comments on here about their.
Well, go ahead and share it.
Let's see. Let me find it here. That they've been laced with Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can see that. I can see it. Just see chewing on one of those and going, dude.
I feel special.
I really need to. I totally need to go find a glow stick right now.
Right. Because Molly is supposed to be a. Pure form of ecstasy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't. Miley. I wouldn't know that for sure.
Okay. You just did your research for the show. Good job.
I did.
I thought it was interesting how Ring Pop started. Frank Richards, who is Topps product engineer, and I think Topps is the company that makes Ring Pops. He had a daughter who loved sucking on her thumb. So in order to break her of the habit, he created the Ring Pop in 1979.
Which is hilarious. So you want your daughter to stop sucking your thumb, but you'll just rot out her teeth.
Right.
Way to go.
I found that to be hilarious as well.
Way to go.
We think so much alike because I thought the same thing. Like, hope you got a good dental insurance plan.
I just totally got a Willy Wonka moment in my head with the new one that they did.
Yes.
Because it's just like, because his teeth were so perfect, but mm-hmm. his dad was a dentist and no sugar.
Right.
So what does he do? He opens a candy factory.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And freaks everyone out.
Yeah. He was a little creepy.
I thought that the idea of them being perfect for wedding proposals, I kind of searched YouTube. There are several videos out there of people proposing to their significant other with a Ring Pop. I don't know if I'd be okay with that.
That thing better be freaking sparkly and hard and like one of the hardest rocks in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, hello. Seriously.
And you share your last tidbit about Ring Pop that you found fascinating. They should pay us.
I know. Aren't we? We're plugging
it's
them like crazy.
It's because I have sugar cravings like nobody's business.
What was that one that we found something about the Swarovski crystals?
Mm-hmm.
They were. What did they do? They gave them Ring Pops encrusted with Swarovski crystals or something like
Bazooka
that.
Bazooka Chewing Gum issued blue Ring Pops encrusted with Swarovski. I'm not going to. Yeah. Crystal.
That one I can actually
say. To
the
Dallas Mavericks after they won the 2011 NBA Finals.
Yeah, that's just weird. That's just.
Why?
Yeah, because
I don't understand.
Because I know if I was a basketball player, I'd be like, that's what I want when I win.
I know.
Really?
Right?
That's like
no brand new tennis shoes. No, you know, because they all have like brand new shoes that they wear once and throw away. I wouldn't like a trip to, you know, Hawaii or anything. Give me a Ring Pop with crystals on it.
Right. That's like giving a Super Bowl instead of a Super Bowl ring. They're like, oh, would
Here's
you
a
like
ring
a
pop.
Or a candy necklace? Which one would you prefer?
Right.
How gay. I'm sorry. No. I mean, how inappropriate.
No, you're fine. You're fine. That's the good thing about podcasts. You can kind of say what you want. Before we go, is there anything else you want to talk about? Put you on the spot. I've never done that
spot.
To anyone.
Put
wow.
me on the spot. Let's see. What do I want to talk about? How are you?
I'm good.
How have things been?
Really good. Steve's been home for like a month straight, so it's been great.
I know, isn't that crazy? And
it's
he's
awesome.
And he's playing or appearing near us.
He did last Friday.
Oh, I missed.
It's okay. You have a very busy life.
Dang it. Like I was actually gonna go to that one. Sorry, Steve. You can cuss me
he
out
was
later.
At the Parker Event Center, the Pace Center. Yeah. Yeah, he was
and I knew
Friday.
That.
Ready to go to Italy this next Saturday. So.
Okay, I don't feel so bad for for missing it now. Just saying.
No, he had a really good show at the Pace Center, though. He said it was about 80% full, and he got a standing ovation, and he's just always kicking ass and taking names.
That's awesome. And he's a great guy.
He is. He makes me laugh every day.
And you're
a
great girl.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to tell everybody how sweet you were checking up on me because I've been going through a lot and I appreciate you so much.
No problem. You are a doll and I hate to see dolls go through ickiness.
Stuff. Yes.
But you're going to come out on the other end.
Yep.
Sparkly and shiny.
Well, I'm working on shining myself up now. Clearly. I'm working on freezing my face and everyone else's face. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, my eyebrows move, people.
They do. I'm witnessing. I am witnessing. Her eyebrows do move. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm not frozen completely yet, so.
I'm going to work with Steve on trying to get multiple microphones in here. I think it would be so cool to have you and Carrie.
Oh, I would love
sit
that.
Down together,
I would love to
Carrie
do.
McLeod.
Oh, we would have
vodka.
So much fun.
She's the vodka stiletto princess until she tells me her new name.
And I just, she's just amazing. She's so much fun to read her
she's
blog.
She's so smart.
She's smart and she's hysterical.
Yes.
And she's
it takes a lot of brain to be that funny.
Yeah. Yeah, she's good. She's, yeah.
So I'm working on it with Steve.
I think she should. I think she, that should happen.
Yes. Wouldn't that be so much fun? It would end up being like an hour and a half long, though. We would just be sitting here, chat. So be prepared.
So at least it'd be entertaining.
Yes. So it's on his to-do list.
Oh, I do want to do one plug, though, real quick.
Of course, yes.
Okay, they don't have their new songs up yet, but a band out of L.A. called Fly Johnson.
Fly Johnson,
yeah.
Is that sexually?
No, it's actually that. No, there's okay. A bird. There, it's okay. It's named after a bird, actually. Okay. Great blues rock.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of have the inside scoop, quote unquote. So I just got one of their songs that they just mastered. Killer blues rock band.
And when
killer.
Are they going to have music up?
So their new music should be coming up within the next probably 2 months.
Okay.
So.
And you'll be back before the next 2 months, right?
I would certainly love to. I would certainly hope so. I would love that. But
and hopefully you can bring some music from them.
Oh, yeah.
When it's released.
They're,
we would love to play it.
They're great. I know I'm the metal princess, but honestly, I do like a little bit of everything. So,
We have the vodka stiletto princess, the metal princess. I'm the pink princess.
Absolutely.
I think everyone on the show needs to be a princess of some sort. Is that going to chase people away?
No, I just think it considers us all royalty.
We
and
are.
I'm good with that.
And we get more than Swarovski. Swarovski
encrusted. Yes. Ring pops. Woo!
Woo! All right, so Fly Johnson.
Fly Johnson. All right,
we're going to put that on our radar, and as soon as the music comes out, we're going to share it.
Yeah, cool.
All over the Facebook page.
Awesome. Yeah, they're great.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by again.
Yes, anytime.
All right.
Anytime.
We'll book that. Before you leave tonight, we're going to book your next one because I think that was the problem last time.
Yeah, well, I'm on it. So
awesome. Whatever. All right. Well, you guys have a great week. We'll be back next week, and thank you.
And everybody smile.
Smile.
Bye.